Thank you. started that set with Spanish Dance No. 5, Andaluza by Enrique Granados, performed by Duo Synth, Akon Angel's harp cover by pianist Miri, La Riviere, Magali Simard Galdez, Leonella Alejandro performs Pregunta, Brahms, Capriccio in F-sharp minor, Op. 76 by Jane Coop. And we ended with Thomas Beckman's Rain, because you know Vancouver, it's known for the rain, right? But hopefully by the time this episode airs, it's beautiful and gorgeous. Just like when I interviewed Abraham Wong on a beautiful day on Main Street during the Community Art Jam hosted by Yuko Chan. Let's check out his interview after the break.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hello, Abraham, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Abraham Wong. I am a violinist and a private chef, and I've been in Vancouver for God knows so many years, but I originally come from Hong Kong, and I've been playing violin, both classical and jazz.
Yes, and you just performed here.
Oh, yes.
At Yuko's event. Tell me about your instrument.
Oh. You mean this instrument, this violin? Oh my, this violin actually is an other Vancouver creation though. So there's this violin maker in French called Luthier. He lives in Mission, BC. And so he made this violin for me many, many years ago. And he is one of the top notch violin makers in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is very local, and I've been playing on this instrument for so many years.
Oh, fantastic. How old did you get started playing?
Oh, my gosh. Age of four when I was a toddler in Hong Kong, when I was a kid in Hong Kong. But I just, like, one day there was a television ad that showed this lady who was playing violin, and I was so inspired. And somehow that lady who was playing on the TV ad in my life, in the TV ad. Later on, she became my violin teacher. Mm. One of my violin teachers in my life, though.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Wow. So do you only play classical music, or do you play other, like, modern stuff as well?
Well, believe it or not, I started mostly in classical, and then I add more, like, Argentine tango to the mix, and just very, very recently, I played jazz violin, and I just love the sound and the vibe, especially for summer. And then I play a lot of bossa nova, so jazz and bossa nova, it's just kind of like, plus my classical music, it's just my daily diet.
And you are from East Van.
Yes.
What do you like about this neighborhood?
Oh my gosh, East Van, this is becoming the best place in the whole Vancouver region. I just love the vibrancy. Like, we have all this little food, because I'm a private chef too, so we have some really, really good grocers, butchery, like down the road we have, and then we have really good bookstores, like the whole East Van, from Rail Town all the way to Strathcona to Kensington, you name it. We have some really, really good bookstores, like now there's Enabling Arts down at Rail Town, right behind Asphalt Luigi. It's a perfect place to do a lot of things out there. And then we have a book warehouse on Main Street, and then you have some of the very nice Thai food, like sap bites. I cannot have enough of that. And then Slow Coffee is my favorite coffee shop, And then another one that is like a jazz cafe / coffee shop is called Yuan Cafe, run by a Taiwanese guy called Tim. He is amazing. He knows his stuff so well. And then we have some really, really good Vietnamese food all along Victoria Drive, and then you have Tim Wei Butchery. They are really, really good for Asian meats. They can even give you special cuts from the pork, and they do some really, really good barbecue meats. If you like the Cantonese ones, just go there. They have some really, really succulent roast duck available. Just, you know, I cannot talk enough about the vibrancy of East Vancouver.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Abraham, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Wow, lots of great recommendations from Abraham, and I think we need to hear him play the violin. I found this one from YouTube where he plays with pianist Christopher Kinmin Wong, and together they're called the Duo Furo.
I remember when we were rehearsing the Bach Gounod, the Ave Maria, and I just, there was a couple times where I just closed my eyes because the tone that I was getting out of the piano, it was just so sublime, it was so heavenly. It was really a spiritual kind of experience, I have to say. It's a pianist's dream. The tone is so crystal clear, and the touch is so even, and the dynamic possibilities are endless.
I believe that the hammer and the action is just much lighter than Steinway, than Yamaha, which goes so well with my violin, which is constructed in the Italian fashion.
Whether you're playing in the bass range, the middle to middle high register, to even the highest register, so it makes playing very easy, and it's very comfortable to play.
And every single time when I'm playing with a Fasioli piano, I don't feel stressed, I don't feel that I'm being covered or being overwhelmed by it, though.
My very first note that I played on a Fasioli, this was at the Showcase Pianos on West Broadway, that shop, and as soon as I just played that A, it's just this incredible ring, this beautiful resonance that came out from the piano. I was kind of shocked. I was like, whoa, this is just one note and it's so beautiful.
Most of the time, the violinists ask the pianist to set the piano at half stick on without the lid open. But then this time I said, well, with this piano we could do it, because I would never feel overwhelmed, and I would feel that that's the most natural way to play, to express for both of us.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Abraham, for participating. And thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me on this classical themed episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. Stay tuned for the next program, the 60-Minute Stage Dive with Jeremy. And we're going to end with Cameron Wilson's violin cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, where he performed at the SFU downtown campus a decade ago. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Good night. Thank you.